Good morning, Christ Center. It's Monday, October the 6th, and we are in week 5 of our walk through the book of Mark. Today, we're going to be reading Mark 8, verses 1 through 21. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us. Mark 8, 1 through 21. In those days, there was again a large crowd, and they had nothing to eat. He called the disciples and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they've already stayed with me 3 days and I have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they'll collapse on the way, and some of them have come a long distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread here in this desolate place to feed these people?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked them. "Seven," they said. He commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. Taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. So they served them to the crowd. They also had a few small fish, and after he had blessed them, he said these were to be served as well. They ate and were satisfied. Then they collected 7 large baskets of leftover pieces. About 4,000 were there. He dismissed them, and he immediately got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, demanding of him a sign from heaven to test him. Sighing deeply in his spirit, he said, "Why does this generation demand a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got back into the boat, and went to the other side. The disciples had forgotten to take bread and had only 1 loaf with them in the boat. And then he gave them strict orders, "Watch out! Be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They were discussing among themselves that they did not have any bread. Aware of this, he said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact you have no bread? Don't you understand or comprehend? Do you have hardened hearts? Do you have eyes and not see? Do you have ears and not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of leftovers did you collect?" 12, they told him. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketful of pieces did you collect?" 7, they said. And he said to them, "Don't you understand yet?"
Thank you, Pastor Joshua. Anybody hungry for bread this morning?
Bread pudding. Lots of bread pudding.
This is the second time in about a week that we have seen this a huge miracle of Jesus feeding thousands of people. The first one, 5,000, it only says 5,000 men. That could have a lot more. This time we have 4,000. Pastor Mark and Joshua are here with me, obviously. Mark, what are you seeing here about the story of this, the feeding?
Well, it's interesting because often we tend to look at these things separate because there's so much going on in each of these parts. But I'm struck by this crowd who was there for days, that his heart for them was one of compassion.
Yeah.
That those who, they were hungry for him and he responded in feeding them and providing for them. And yet when he encounters the Pharisees, they have these hardened hearts and he's like, "You're not approaching me the right way. You're wanting me to prove something." And he's like, "No, that's not my purpose. I'm here for those who are actually seeking me, who are hungry for what I have to share."
Yeah, literally.
Literally. And so you have this spiritual hunger versus this physical hunger that's being played out.
Joshua, what are you seeing here?
The juxtaposition, as Pastor Mark just brought out, he has compassion on the crowd. The last time he multiplied bread, it also says he started with compassion. Then he's sighing deeply in his spirit.
That's quite a detail, isn't it?
It really is. That he's disappointed. He also loves the Pharisees. We have to remember,
yeah,
he came to save the Pharisees as well as every other sinner. And so he sighs deeply. "Why are you doing this? Why are you demanding a sign? I just multiplied. Ask these 12,000 people between the 7 and the 4. What? No, my math's off. But ask these thousands of people, even those who don't know how to do math. You know, what did I do? The signs are there. But he's sad about it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. He has compassion on the crowds, and then he certainly is having compassion here. And we have to remember, you know, these things are happening in, you know, the region of Galilee. This is not like New York City with millions of people. These are like a bunch of small towns together So when a miracle like this happens, everybody knows. And the Pharisees have already been witnesses to miracles that Jesus has done. Yet they're coming to him and saying, well, do one for us, you know, prove it. And it's such an attempted, like, authoritarian thing that they're trying to do. Like, you need to pass whatever tests we have, you know, make us something, you know, give us some bread. I don't, whatever that would have been, but it's very sad. And so he's disappointed with them.
Well, I think the other thing is there's this power play happening. That the Pharisees feel like they've been given this spiritual power and authority. And so it's almost like they're saying, you should be doing this in a way that reinforces our authority.
Yeah, almost like he has to pass a test for them. Like they're the bar and he's trying to be a lawyer or something like that. You know?
Is what you're doing going to expand our power? And yet Jesus comes with a very, you know, he's been coming as a servant from a very different perspective. Don't be seeking power and authority because of me.
Right.
Be seeking to be like me, don't be like them.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of different ways that this can be read. What does the leaven of the Pharisees refer to? You know, Matthew and Luke have different things they highlight about the Pharisees and their teaching, or the hypocrisy, etc. It's not clear exactly what he's referring to. What do you see, Joshua?
Well, he also points out the leaven of Herod, and Mark doesn't expound on that. But we do know that earlier, Herod was willing to have some form of converting to Judaism, but yet also was violating it. So on some level, there would at least be the hypocrisy or the pick and choose approach.
Right.
Whatever he was saying there, he is saying, you're following me. And the thing that's highlighted to me, though, in this, the way that he says it is they're talking about bread, and then he tells them, he takes that as sort of an introduction to give them a metaphor. And he uses the metaphor as leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they jump to thinking he's talking about bread, and he's going, what are you talking about? You know, if it was about bread, I can multiply it anytime I want. You have a loaf. You saw what I did. And I think at this point, what is encouraging for us is that he expects his disciples to be curious and to lean in and go, okay, Jesus just said leaven. Clearly, he can't be talking about that we have a bread problem, because he just did all these miracles. And that's what he calls them out on. Are you missing the whole point? I'm not talking about bread. I can multiply that. You're going to be fine there. I'm talking about the leaven of the Pharisees, and I want you to dig in and have curiosity. What's he trying to teach us right now? What he's our rabbi, and he speaks often in parables. What's this parable? Yeah. So I think at that point he's saying, I expect you to be asking good questions at this point, and you guys are still having hardened hearts and eyes that don't see. Don't you understand this? You should understand how we communicate at this point.
Right. Yeah, I think my take on this is that he has shown himself to be able to provide and to do great miracles. The Pharisees didn't believe it. They're asking for a sign. Well, show me. They clearly didn't believe that Jesus was who he was saying he was. And here the disciples, I think he's talking about unbelief, that they were exhibiting unbelief, just like the Pharisees, that suddenly they're concerned. They're going, oh shoot, we only have one loaf of bread. Is that a problem? And Jesus is like, do you still not believe after all this time? So I kind of, that's where I would lean, is that the leaven of the Pharisees here is a refusal to believe that Jesus is who he's clearly showing himself to be. May we not fall into the leaven of the Pharisees. Mark, you want to pray a blessing over us this morning?
Lord, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your character. And I just help us, Lord, be like the man who says, help me in my unbelief, to have curiosity. Not leap to conclusions, but seek to understand what you're actually doing. We just praise you and we thank you and ask you continue to guide and reveal yourself to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. See you guys tomorrow.